Lord, it is good for us to be here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The transfiguration of our Lord, which narration is contained in the Gospel of today's Mass, is a very popular topic of sermons on this, the second Sunday of Lent. I suppose this Gospel is meant to give us a little joy or hope during this season of penance, the time of Lent of the year, and to help us remember that our goal in this life is to get to heaven. That is the reason we are doing these penances. Saints Peter, James, and John were so surprised when they saw the transfiguration of our Lord that they fell on the ground for fear. It does seem that they, or at least Peter, were easily excited. It's easy to picture someone of St. Peter's nature saying the things that he said. Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Talking came naturally to him, more naturally than thinking, so it seems. But our Lord didn't respond to him. He ignored him and continued conversing with Moses and Elias. Perhaps on this occasion, our Lord was not only showing them his glory, but teaching them, and Peter in particular, a bit of mortification. There are two kinds of mortification, corporal and spiritual. Corporal or exterior mortification are the penances that we impose, or which are imposed on us, on the body, that is, such as fasting, good works, prayers, and the like. Spiritual or interior mortification is the subduing of the passions of the soul, such as obedience, accepting humiliations, etc. The advantages of such things is that they tame the body and make it subject to the soul, which is the order that God established. Suffering in this life is also given to us so that we have a chance to make up for the offenses we have made against God. Mortification, if done for the right reason, can actually produce joy in our heart, because being close to God and doing things for Him gives us joy. Denying ourselves things in this life also gives us great power with God. The world itself was redeemed by the suffering of our Lord. And in the lives of the saints, those saints worked the greatest miracles who denied themselves the most. The more we give in to each desire of the body, the harder it is to pray, and usually the less effective our prayers are. Without some mortification in this life, we cannot fulfill our calling as Christians. We are disciples and followers of our Lord, not only on the top of Mount Tabor, where he was transfigured into glory, but also on top of Mount Calvary, where he redeemed us by giving us the greatest example of mortification. There are many occasions of practicing mortification in this life. God, in his goodness, always makes sure of that. Obviously, the time of Lent, with its fasting and other things we offer up, is the most common idea we have about what mortification should be. But there are other mortifications in our daily lives that we can make use of, such as custody of our senses. The most common one of these is custody of the eyes. Obviously, we are bound to look away from immodesty. It's getting more and more difficult in the world we live in. But every once in a while, we can also practice custody of the eyes by not looking at things which are perfectly fine. Sometimes this can be more difficult than physical mortifications, but we do get a reward even for this. Not only graces as a reward, but there is also that feeling that we have conquered ourselves. The soul being in control of the body actually gives us joy, and it is a deeper joy than what we would get from things of this world, because is closer to the joy of heaven. Offering up the trials in this life gives us a little bit of joy as well, this deeper sort of spiritual joy. However, because we are used to giving in to the joys of the body, it is difficult for us at first to convince ourselves that mortification in any form, however slight, will be good for us. That is why there is usually a bit of a struggle with ourselves to force ourselves to offer something up or to do without something. We can only do things that we see good coming from, and it is far easier for us to see good coming from temporal things and pleasures much more than from spiritual things. Thus, we have to battle with ourselves a little bit to overlook the temporal joys and see the spiritual ones. In heaven, this will not be the case, obviously, because the body will be completely subject to the soul at that point, but also because the joy will be so apparent to the soul that the joys of the body will seem as nothing. There is almost an example of this in the gospel for today's Mass, the Transfiguration of our Lord. The three apostles were not using their senses very much, nor giving any pleasure to them during the Transfiguration. In fact, it says that they fell on their face, which probably did not feel that great. Yet, so great was their joy that St. Peter, not knowing what he said, cried out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Our mortifications in this life probably won't produce a joy like that in us. However, they will get us closer to God and prepare us for such joy in heaven. So if we are struggling during this Lent or at any time of our life, remember this gospel. Remember St. Peter with his face in the dirt, though experiencing such joy. When our face is in the dirt in this life because of our humiliations, sufferings, or other trials, remember the transfigured Lord who is reigning above us in heaven. Though he might not be paying attention to us at this particular moment, or at least not seen that he is, sooner or later he will come to our aid and say, "Fear not, it is I." May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.